I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Citrix Systems. Go to my PC.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And this week we have some stuff to talk about, mainly because of CES. There's been a lot of CES stuff going on, given that this week has been a week of CES. CES, of course, is the Consumer Electronics Show, which is hard to say when your brain goes blank. Yes. Yes, Fred's right. That does happen occasionally. Well, anyway, point is, we have stuff, which is good. Because otherwise, I'd just sit here and stare at the camera. And you'd be bored. We don't want that to happen. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. So CES this week, yes, we had live coverage on our website. I point to my laptop sitting here in front of me on the desk, which you can't see, but anyway. But CES coverage, we had it because we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and Tech Podcast Network was represented there by Todd Cochran and Jeffrey Powers and the whole gang there at Tech Podcast Network. They did a lot of interviewing and kicking the tires. You know, I guess literally in the case of Ford, Ford was there with all kinds of software and cars, so maybe they did kick a few tires, but figuratively speaking, they kicked the tires on a lot of cool toys and geeky things. And I encourage you to go to tpn.tv. I'll put that here on the screen. Fred, put that on the screen. Thank you. Yeah, Fred gets touchy if you venture over into his realm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway, tpn.tv. Go there and you can see all the various interviews and demos and things that they did at CES and really get a good feel for the whole show. Pretty neat. So what's been happening on the blog? The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, the blog in question. Yes, and of course, I know it's the place to go. Matter of fact, let me tell you about a new feature that I didn't mention last week. I should have, but I didn't. Where is it? There it is. Yes, as I record this on a Saturday morning, which is, what's today? The 12th. January 12th. There have been 3,610 visits to the drbill.tv site since January 1st. So, you know, 3,600 people in 12 days. Not bad. Could be more. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. But what's cool is look at where they've come from. You can scroll down the right-hand side of the blog now, and there's a 3D-looking spinning Earth. Yes, I love this. And it has little bitty red dots showing where all the humans are that have visited the website. Look at all the dots right now over the U.S. of A. Lots of folks in the U.S. of A. And there's Hawaii. And, ooh, look, there's Japan and China and India and some folks over in Africa and lots of folks in Europe. A few folks in South America. Some of you South America, come on. Get on the ball out there and look at the Dr. Bill site. Anyway, it's cool. I like it. It says, by the way, reaching the whole world with silliness. Yes. That's, of course, what we're all about here. Silliness and tech. Anyway. So it's cool. I just like it. Now, I got distracted by the swirly earth. So, Windows 8 has a Dropbox app available. By the way, on the Dropbox front, I will say this. There was an outage recently of over 15 hours in Dropbox. Ew. Not good. Particularly as much as I depend on Dropbox. I really want Dropbox out there working. But Dropbox now has an official Windows 8 app. And it's... eh. It's not great, but it's a start. I'm sure, you know, even though it's a little underwhelming at the moment, it will improve over time. They'll, you know, they just wanted a presence, you know what I'm saying, in the Windows 8 store. Yes. Now, let's move onward. And that is, of course, two CES stuff that was announced. And this one got me. I gotta admit. Dude. It's a 1 terabyte. 1 terabyte thumb drive. I don't have any thumb drives laying around here. Nor do I have any terabyte drives laying around here. I've taken them all elsewhere. But anyway. But most terabyte drives are pretty good sized. I've got a little bitty one that, you know, is like a real spinning drive that, you know, that I use and I like it a lot. It's made by Western Digital. It's called a Passport drive. It's really cool. But this is a thumb drive. Kingston showed it at CES. Now, it's really not available yet. Okay, there's a 512 gig version. I almost want to say 512K, but that would be silly. Or 512 meg. No, 512 gig. So, I mean, think about this. A terabyte drive, that's 1,024 gig, which is 1,024 meg. Wow. So anyway, I mean, can you imagine running this through the washing machine? You say, Dr. Bill, you've run thumb drives through the washing machine? Well, yes. And some of them still work after you dry them out. The secret is rice. What? Yes, rice is a natural desiccant. I'm not joking. Take your thumb drive, shake it out if you've run it through your washing machine, and put it in a, you know, put some rice in like a jar, put the thumb drive in, and then pour more rice on top. Not cooked rice, dry rice. The rice will pull the water, the moisture, out of the thumb drive. Leave it there for a few days. Days. Not hours. A week or so. The longer the better. Then you can try it. And cross your fingers. Because it may be dead. Just saying. Anyway, but a thumb drive of that size, too, I mean, it just boggles the mind. Whoa! Speaking of boggling the mind. Wow, Fred. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is a program called Eraser. Eraser. Like what happens to my brain occasionally. Did I mention I used to take those old style tape erasers and put them up to my head? Yeah. Well, it realigns the electrons in your brain. It actually feels kind of good. Anyway, eraser. So the whole idea of those old, you know, I used to buy them at Radio Shack. Matter of fact, a long time ago, I used to work at Radio Shack. Many, many, many decades ago. Sadly, yes, it was 1980. I used to work at Radio Shack. Anyway, the point is, we sold those tape erasers, and they were like a little thing you could hold on to. You plug them in, they would vibrate. I love that part. And you could rub it over a tape, and it would wipe the tape. Because literally, it would align all the little, you know, iron filing things on the tape. And it would effectively blank out your tape. Well, that's how we used to deal with it back in the day. Yeah, I remember back a long time ago when we used to have to do that. But now we have things like this Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week is eraser, and what it does is securely erase files on your Windows system. You install it in Windows, you point it at a file that you no longer want to exist at all, and it does away with it permanently. Now, you might say to yourself, you know, Dr. Bill, you could just delete it. Yes, but it's actually still there. All it does is delete the reference to the file. With some really cool, geeky software, I could get that file back. Yes, you could essentially unerase the file or undelete the file with some software. If you use erase on it, dude, it's gone. It's like totally gone. What it does is it securely writes the bits over the bits that were there, and therefore it is truly gone. So pretty cool, okay? And it's good for security stuff. If there's something you want to hide from your friends, you just don't want them to see it anymore. You could do it this way. Or like old financial documents or whatever. Whatever it is that you want to completely do away with. Why do I think there's some people out there watching the Dr. Bill Show going, ah, now I can get rid of the evidence. Naughty, naughty. Anyway, I feel like I'm aiding and abetting here. Not my intent. Okay, let's have a word from our sponsor, shall we? Our sponsor is going, what, now? Yes. Our sponsor, of course, is Citrix Systems. Dude, and this particular product I'm really jazzed about, I got to admit. It's called GoToMyPC. Now, if you're like me, you got lots of friends that need help with their computers. Yep. And that means you've got to access their computer remotely. Well, you can use GoToMyPC for such things. They actually have another program called GoToAssist that you might want to look into as well. But this week we're talking about GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC is really more designed. I mean, all these Citrix products are awesome, really. But they're all, in this case, it's designed for you to go to your PC, as the name implies, like your PC at work. Let's say you need to access it from the road. You're out there on the road, you've got your laptop, and you're thinking, oh man, I left that document on my work desktop. I've got to get to it. Well, GoToMyPC is the method you can use, and you can go there and you have full control of your PC. You know, like I said last week, you could even print out a document to the local PC printer there in the office for somebody to pick up a printout. Let's say they needed it for a meeting or something while you're gone, and you say, oh man, that's on my PC. Tell you what, go to the printer. It'll be there in a few minutes. Pick up the printout. And dude, you're on the road. But see how that's cool that you can actually go to your PC and use it, and you can pull up spreadsheets. You can do anything you want to do on your PC. Now, this special offer is really cool because what it is, 30 days free. You can try it. You know, I was talking earlier about kick the tires. You can kick the tires on it, so to speak. And you can try it out for 30 days free by using the special code word here, podcast, PODCAST. Use that word podcast, enter it on the GoToMyPC website, and you've got 30 days free. You need to try this. I'm telling you, do it now. Go ahead and sign up for a free trial, 30 days of Go to My PC. I'm telling you, it's going to be a tremendous benefit to you to be able to go to your PC. And while you're at it, check out Go to Assist too on Citrix's website. I'm telling you, they have some awesome products, and we really appreciate their sponsorship here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. Yes. Alrighty, this item, I'm just really excited about this next item. I want to look into it further. They were also at CES, and they were interviewed, and I saw the interview, and I'm telling you, this is pretty cool stuff. This is free wireless internet. Now, think about this. Free wireless internet. Now, they have three different devices, at least three, possibly four, but three different devices that you can purchase. Now, you have to purchase the devices. One is like a little dongle thing that you can plug into your laptop or whatever, USB dongle. That's kind of the, you know, it's the cheapest. I think it's like $49 or something. Let me go to their website, and I don't want to tell you wrong here. Yeah. I got to click through all this stuff and look at all these different plans. Okay. There we go. All right. Yes, $49. Had to click through a lot of stuff to get there. $49 for the dongle thingy. USB dongle thingy, which allows you to receive the wireless internet. We're talking 4G here, 4G speeds, pretty cool. Then for $99, they have a 4G hotspot. Now this is weird in a way, the way they do this with this particular hotspot thing. The hotspot is like 2 inches by 2 inches and just a little less than half an inch thick. I mean, it's tiny. You could drop it in your pocket. And it's cool. Okay, but kind of a little hockey puckish thing. Anyway, 4G hotspot in your pocket for fast, free wireless internet access on the go. Now, it says 100% free. Here's how this works. It's 100% free, but you pay $99 with a refundable security deposit. Okay. But it will connect 8 devices at once, and it has a battery life of 6+ hours. Dude. I mean, think about that. You drop it in your pocket, and wherever you go, you got Wi-Fi access. Wherever you go. 4G. You know, where there's 4G service, obviously. Then, this is the other cool thing. Those of you that are iPod type users, you know the iPod Touch, which is like the iPhone without the phone, but you've got basically all the other capabilities as the iPod Touch, which is less expensive than an iPhone. Well, take this sleeve. It's like a protective cover sleeve. You put that over your iTouch device. And essentially it turns it into an iPhone for all intents and purposes because it gives you 4G and you can use it as a phone. What? And it's $99. You know, fully refundable, 100% refundable, blah, 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 that kind of thing. But pretty cool. And then they have a device for home usage that looks like a cable modem thingy, you know, kind of a vertical upright boxy thing, and that allows you to have cable internet, well, cable, not cable internet, wireless internet, and it's free. Now, here's, you say, Dr. Bill, there's got to be a catch. A little bit. Not really. Basically, because you say, well, how do they make any money if it's free internet, you know? Well, here's the thing. They're using it kind of like Dropbox. You know, with Dropbox, you get 2 gig free forever, but then if you want to, you can buy more space, and they allow you to earn more space as you recommend people to Dropbox, right? You're used to that. Well, Freedom Pop is doing the same thing. As you recommend people, you get more data access, which is a cool idea. It's kind of a social networking methodology of doing their sales. Know what I mean? It's kind of cool. Well, anyway, so you can get plans which are, you know, not terribly expensive. Let me go back and see if I can. Here we go. Here's their plans. The free plan is 500 meg. Okay, which, you know, if you're just web browsing and checking email occasionally, maybe you'd be okay with that. Know what I'm saying? So that's 500 meg free, which is 100% free, period, free. Okay, now if you go over that 500 meg, like a megabyte over is 2 cents. Next megabyte over, another 2 cents, so forth. So you can see how, you know, eventually that would rack up a little bit of money, but, you know, depends on your usage. Then they have what they call a casual plan, which is 2 gig per month, which is more reasonable, at least in terms of like what I use on my phone. It's about 2 gig a month. That's $17.99. Okay. The extra meg of data goes down to a penny, just a penny, which is pretty amazing. I mean, like it says, if you compare it to Verizon, it's a 30% savings over Verizon. So, you know, hey. Then they have what they call their premier plan. The premier plan is 4 gig, and it's ideal for watching YouTube videos and playing games, and it's guaranteed 4 gig a month, and the extra megabyte of data is, again, just a penny. But it will save you 50% over a similar Verizon plan, because it's $28.99 a month. Now, you know, that ain't bad. I mean, if you think about it, you carry this little dealy in your pocket, and your phone, which is Wi-Fi capable, would have internet access. Your PC would have internet access. Your tablets would have internet access. I mean, dude, you'd be set. Wherever you go, you go meet somebody at a restaurant. You sit there and they're just like, oh no, there's no Wi-Fi in this restaurant. Don't worry, I got it covered. I got this little bitty box. Dude, Freedom Pop. It's kind of cool. I'm pretty excited about it. Now, you know, whether I'll actually get it, yeah, we'll see. I will say this, I've been reluctant to re-up on my Verizon plan and get a new phone because I just haven't been, well, for one thing, I've got, you know, unlimited internet access right now, and they're doing away with that at Verizon. Don't like that. So, I need unlimited internet. I'm an internet kind of guy, you know what I mean? Just saying. Anyway, so I'm looking into alternatives, and this really caught my eye. This is kind of cool. So there you go. Now, you know, I think I've got somewhere back here. The Geek Wisdom Book. It was behind my chair. Well, not behind my chair. Well, you don't care. Kind of beside my chair. All right. Here's one for you. Wow. Gotta get my eyes to focus this early in the morning. Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. That's a quote from Harry Seldon. Harry Seldon, of course, was the official main character of the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov. Dude. Now, here's what they say about that in the book, Geek Wisdom. Intellectuals believe in the power of the mind. The power of the mind. If you have to report, if you have to resort to force, boy, do I need my glasses. You know, I think I'm just going to go ahead and wear my glasses. This is a first on the Dr. Bill Show. I've resorted to my glasses. Oh, well. These are cheap CVS glasses. Not prescription. My prescription glasses are in my car. Like you care. Anyway. Oh well. If you have to resort to force, you've already failed. This is a noble and admirable belief. And muchly? Sounds like something I'd say. And muchly, if not entirely true. But there's something muchly. Oh well. I mean, it just blew my mind when I read that. Anyway. But there's something more interesting at work here. We all tend to believe that our own best characteristic represents true strength, just as we've all instinctively inclined to believe that a person that agrees with us a lot must be a very smart person indeed. Therefore, as intellectuals, we find physical force abhorrent in the extreme, in part because it just plain is, and also in part because our self-esteem demands on believing that mental power is more important. At the same time, it's worth noting that in Foundation, uber-brainiac author Isaac Asimov deliberately crafted a story where the careful application of nonviolent smarts was able to triumph over every single violent threat that his protagonist nation faced, which rather flies in the face of all human history. Oh well. Sometimes violent people make targets of the most peace-loving among us, and the choice to fight for survival doesn't necessarily mean we're incompetent. Asimov, a World War II era Jew, never argued in real life that military force shouldn't be employed to stop the Nazis. The key to fully embracing this quote lies in the particular diction, not tool, but refuge. Yes, violence may be sadly necessary at times, but anyone who finds solace in its application is a poor human indeed. Yes. Now, what's interesting here is he has no footnote. Normally, he has footnotes, but he doesn't. People that talk with their glasses, you know, they look very intelligent. Yes. Anyway, geek wisdom for you. I really like the Foundation series. The whole psychohistory thing is intriguing to me. You should check it out. I will say this, it's long. It'll keep you busy. I read it when I was a kid, which tells you how old the book is. Books, there's at least three. Actually, I think there may have been a fourth. But anyway, I digress. The point is, we're just about done here on the Dr. Bill Show. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.